Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to a couple of openings in the Scripture in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and also 1 Peter 1. For a few weeks now, we've been on a topic we're calling the joy of faith. Nehemiah 8 and 9, the people had been away from God, and through the leadership, they're now coming back to God, and they've spent all day now reading the Word of God, and then the ministers teaching the people. And it said, middle of the verse here, they said, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep." Many times people need to hear, quit it. Quit grieving. Quit crying. Stop mourning. Oftentimes what you would hear in response, even from good saved people, is, "I can't help it." And if you believe that lie, you're in a bad place. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse, because the truth is the Lord told us not to do it. Well, are we going to tell Him? We can't help it. He said, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Rejoice in the Lord all the time." And again, I say, rejoice. Let His praise continually be in your mouth. Are we going to tell Him we just can't do it? We can't help it? It wouldn't be true. The people were crying. The people were mourning. Verse 10, He said, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."
Hallelujah.
Well, why did He say don't be sorry? Because like we've already seen in Corinthians, the sorrow of the world works death. Romans says a similar thing in chapter 8, to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace, which is a companion of joy. Joy and peace go together. I said joy and peace go together.
Amen.
Go to Romans 8, now I'll remind you of an example of just that. Well, I'm thinking about two different verses. Verse 24 here, saved by hope. But then actually I want you to go over to the 15th chapter of Romans and the 13th verse. It said, "Now the God of hope," which is joyous expectation, "the God of hope fill you with" what?
Joy.
"All joy and peace." What?
In
believing. If you're in believing or in faith, you are going to have joy and you are going to have peace.
Amen.
If you don't, me or you, we're not in believing.
Amen.
That's right.
That's good.
The God of hope do what? Fill you with what? All joy. And you could see all peace, all joy, all peace in believing. What's the result? That you may abound in hope. That's expectation. If you're in believing and you're expecting, which is what the Bible means by hope, if you're expecting something great and good and wonderful, you're not going to be depressed about that.
Amen.
You're not going to be defeated about that. You're going to have joy and you're going to have peace that this thing's going to work. We're going to get everything we need. We're going over. Is that right?
Yes.
And faith is that you have this joy and this peace when you don't see any way it could happen.
Amen. Come on.
And yet you still are excited.
Amen.
Amen.
When you have faith, you're excited when there's no reason in the natural to be excited. You're giving thanks and you got peace about being healed and living long when there's no reason in the report for you to think that or say that. A lot of people are, you know, in limbo, waiting on the good doctor's report.
No.
Y'all just believe with me that this report will come back good. Come on. There's no faith in that. I'm going to say, what? Yeah. You already got a report.
Amen.
By His stripes. You were healed. Amen. If you're not going to believe you healed until some professional tells you that you are and you feel and look that way, then you have no faith at all. Amen. That's walking by sight. Any unbeliever can do that.
Come on. Come on.
But when you say, I'm healed, none of these things move me.
Amen.
With long life, He'll satisfy me. He'll show me His salvation. I'm not leaving till the Lord gets good and ready for me to leave.
Amen.
I'm healed.
That's right.
When you, if you say that and you believe it, you get joy.
Yeah.
And people that don't understand it will look at you and go, well, what are you so excited about? I thought they told you you had 3 days to live. Yeah, but I got another opinion.
Yeah.
I got another report.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a good one.
Amen.
And it comes from the highest authority.
That's right.
So I'm going with that.
Amen. Come on.
I'm going with that. Besides that, if you had 3 days to live, why waste it being depressed?
Amen.
And if you're a believer and you're leaving in 3 days, where are you going? Where are you going? Who are you going to see? Why be depressed? Why be upset? What benefit is it in being depressed?
Come on. Amen.
Said another time, the joy of the Lord,
is
my
strength.
He said, don't be sorry. Don't sorrow like the world who has no hope.
That's right.
Why? Because what joy will do for you, worldly sorrow will do the opposite against you.
That's right.
There's life in joy.
Uh-huh.
There's death in worldly sorrow and grief.
That's right.
It is. There's been cases of people who had nothing wrong with them physically and just went and sat down and laid down and sorrowed and grieved themselves to death.
Yes,
it's happened many, many times and many more times that people didn't realize that's what happened. Grieving, sorrowing, despairing, desponding, crying, feeling sorry for yourself can literally kill you. It immediately starts weakening your immune system. It starts clouding your judgment. It starts working death in you. This is not a preacher's theory. I'm quoting scriptures. Is anybody listening?
Yes.
Come on, somebody said out loud,
I refuse
to live that way.
I
don't have to live that way.
And
by the grace of God,
I won't.
What are you going to do? I'm going to let the joy of the Lord quicken me and help me, strengthen me. Now one of the questions that comes up, people say, well, what do I got to be joyful about? Are you saved?
Yes.
Are you saved?
Yes.
Is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Yes.
Does God love you?
Yes.
Are you a part of His forever family?
Yes.
I'll tell you something else. You and I are going to be living in the same place. How about that?
Yeah.
You say, well, that doesn't make me happy either. Hey, hey, hey. We have untold millions of things to rejoice about.
Amen.
That's why he said rejoice all the time. How could you rejoice all the time? Well, if you think right, you got so much to rejoice about that you will be nonstop.
Amen.
It'll just, you'll think of something every hour or two, and then you'll think of something else.
Amen.
Then the Lord will remind you something else. But if you don't want to do that, you can be grouchy. You can be miffed and hurt and bitter. You can, I don't care how good your life is, you can find something to gripe about if you want to. So whether you're full of joy or whether you're full of bitterness and defeat depends on what you or I choose to look at. And choose to mind and choose to talk about.
Come on.
Now, I had the privilege of working in Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s healing school and for a number of years. And I saw sickness and death close up, day in, day out, for years. Every Monday, we had a new crop of folks, many of them. The best doctors said there's nothing that can be done. Some should have been supposed to have been dead 2 weeks ago. You could feel death in the room. And I've seen people who were had terrible problems in their body and were told they had days to live, who were some of the nicest people you would ever want to be around. Pleasant, kind, thinking about you, asking questions about you, and yet they're basically told you're the walking dead. And I've seen people that barely had a hangnail and mean as could be and justified all of it because they had a toothache. You don't have to be mean because you have a problem.
Amen.
You can't tell me. I've seen it. I've seen it close up. I've seen people, they were hurting. You could tell. They had all kind of problems. They felt so bad. And yet when they saw you, they'd brace up and go, how are you doing? What's going on with you? What can I do for you?
Come on.
Amen.
And then people, hardly anything was wrong with them, but they used it as an excuse to try to get everybody to wait on them hand and foot and just be selfish and think it's okay. Why? Because I got a sore finger. Supposed to wait on me. If you go that way, it'll be very hard for you to be healed. Because you're actually using the sickness to manipulate other people and justify, you have made it your companion. So it's not going anywhere. You got to make up your mind. Sickness is no friend of mine.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.